We are learning Maseches Nedarim Daf Pei Gimel Amud Beis, and we're beginning from the Mishnah on Daf Pei Gimel Amud Beis. Zok the Mishnah, Koinim Shani Nene Lebriyos. The Isha says that I'm not going to have ana from any people. Ain a yachal lahafer. The loch is it can't be made for it. We know that a husband can be made for his Nedarim, the Nedarim of his wife, if they are Nedarim of Inu Nefesh, you know, things that are afflicting her, things that are affliction. So it says over here that ein yachal hafer, because zok taisvis, it's not considered in nefesh. Why not? So we'll see in the Gemara. Since she could still be nana from him, so therefore it's not called dvarim she'in nefesh. So the Ran asked, even though we had before, Shmuel says that someone says hanas ploini alai yafer. Someone says that I aser hana from that certain person. The lachas he could do afara. See, even one person is already called in nefesh. So the Ran answers, that's going according to the Rabbanon, who's more makel, what's the definition of Inu Nefesh. But we hold like Rabbi Yossi, the whole parak is going to Rabbi Yossi, like the Gemara said before a bunch of times, we're going according to Rabbi Yossi, who's more machmir, and therefore, this is not called Inu Nefesh, even though he asked it anah from all the people of the world. But since he can anah from the husband, so the loch is, it could be mefer. We'll see this other pshatim in the Mishnah, we'll see in the Gemara, but that's all, how we'll learn the pshat now. Even though she asked her hana from all the people of the world, she could have hana from leket shicha upeya, which are certain matnas aniyim, which are matanas that go to the aniyim. And since that, the Torah made hefker, it's not considered that you're having hana from the person. You're having, that's hefker, the Torah made hefker. So therefore, you can have hana from things like leket, which are things that fall while they're cutting, or shicha is things that they got forgotten while they were gathering all the tefuah, and peya itself usually leave in the corner. So these things, since it says in the pasuk tazayv, therefore that's not called having hanah from the people. It's called having taking something from hefker. Now the end of the mishnah talks about another discussion. Koinim kahanim levim nanali. Someone asks hanah to all the kahanim levim. Now the trumas and maisris he can't give to the kahanim levim because he asked them to have hanah from him. The halacha is yitlo akarcha. No. You can't ask a Trumas and Maisris on the Kahanim and Levim. What's the Pshat? So Pashat the Pshat is, because since the Trumas and Maisris don't belong to you, they belong to the Kahanim and Levim. And maybe all you have is the Schus Tavis Hano, which means I have the Schus to give it to whoever I want. I even could charge money for that maybe, but that's Machlaik, is Tavis and Amman or not. So it sounds like over here, since the Mishnah is saying the Nether is not Chal, it means that Tavis is not in Amman, therefore the Nether is not Chal, and the Kahanim and Levim could take it. The end of the Mishnah says, let's say someone says Kahanim Elu Avim Elu. I ask her those specific Kahanim, specific Avim. Yitlachayim. Others will take it. Others should take it, not these Kahanim Avim. It sounds like Ned Izchal, which the Gemara will ask that Man of Shach. Could you make a Ned on Trumas and Maisers or not? Could you ask the Trumas and Maisers Kahanim Avim or not? It's a Shtikla Stira, which the Gemara will discuss and pay Dalad on base. So our Mishnah has two parts to it. The first part of the Mishnah is if Isha says I'm not going to have benefit from any of the Briyos, could you be made for that? And the second part of the Mishnah is about Kahanim Levim, which we'll talk about in Daf Pei Dalet Amud Beis. Our first discussion will be the beginning of our Mishnah. The beginning of our Mishnah says, the Isha says, Koinim Shaninena Lebriyos Eni Yachal Hafer, V'Yichayli Hanas Blechot Shechapeya. So the Gemara says, Alma Efsher, the Mitzvah Medilei. It's Mashma, that you could have enough from the husband. And what, how do we see that? The Ran explains, because if she asked enough from everyone, including her husband, so what's the tzad ein yachal hafer? We have a Mishnah before that even Rabbi Yossi agrees that if someone asks from the normal chemveni, from the regular store they get all the food from, if she asks enough from that, then you could make the hafara alts eating nefesh. You could do that. That is called eating nefesh. So how could this not be eating nefesh if you're asking the whole world? So it must be that the husband here is mutter, because that's what's not called eating nefesh. And the Ran says, why isn't all the Brias like Chemveni? And what's the difference? He says like this. From a Chemveni, the Isser there was that even if the husband buys from the Chemveni, it still will be Usser, it still be Usser Bahanan. Therefore, that's called Inu Nefesh, even according to Rabbi Yossi. But here, the Isser is only to be Nenna from the Brias directly. But if the husband buys something from Brias, from the rest of the world, Avad, it's Mutta, and therefore it's not the same thing as Chemveni. So that's the Ran's teaching us right now, that that's how we know that a baal is lav b'chlal brios. Seima seifa says yichay lahonis leket shicha peya. She could have anah from leket shicha upeya. What's mashma? What's the baal yachla? What's the raya? What's the raya of baal yachla? So Ran says if she's collecting leket shicha peya, must be she's aniyah. She's poor. If her husband's supporting her, why is she poor? It must be she can't have enough from her husband. I'm a baal b'chlal brios. So you see, when you make an isser sheinan al brios, you're saying, Mashinin and Nanel Brias includes the husband. the bria is a klula husband. So it's shtikl stira. The reish of the mishnah sounds like yochel hafer. It's not in a nefesh. It means you could have enough on the husband. It's mashma the bal is not bechlal bria. It's not included in the word bria. Especially inke in the next part of the mishnah, the yochel husband shekapeh. It sounds like she's poor. She's poor. It means that she can't have enough on the husband. So what's going on here? So Gemara's have three terutzim. First teretz is ula's teretz. Ula la'olam. The Baal is lav b'chal b'riyosu. The Baal is not b'chal b'riyos, and therefore, if she asks hanah from the b'riyos, ain't yachal hafa. Why? Because she can have hanah from her husband. She can't have hanah of her husband. Just the mishnah being meis another halacha. Va'oid, even if the Baal is a oni, even if her husband's a oni, you still can't be made for. Because the meis says she can have hanah from lechat shechapeya. She doesn't have to come onto the b'riyos because you can get lechat shechapeya, which is hefker. And the Ran explains that according to Ula, if she wouldn't be able to have enough from her husband, that alone that you can have enough lechat shechapeh will not be enough. Will not be enough. It's the combination. First of all, her husband's mutter, and even though her husband's a ani, even in that case, it's still going to be lechat shechapeh. You need both. That's what Ula holds. So Ula holds that Baal is lav v'chal b'riyos. That Mishnah is adding on that, by the way, even if the Baal herself is a ani, she could collect lechat shechapeh. So that's the first teretz of Gemara, Ula's teretz. Rav Amar, lo ilam baal v'chal b'riyos. Rava says, really, Baal is Bechlal the Briyos, which means when you asered Koinim, Shayinana, the Briyos, she also asked from her husband. So the Pella is, why can't you be Mefer? Why can't you be Mefer? Her says, Rava, she's eating an Efesh, she's learning to eat. So that the Mishnah says, Matam Kama, Matam and Yachal Hafer, Mepesh, Yachal Hafer, Lichal Shukapaya. You read the Mishnah like this. The reason why Yachal Hafer, you know why is? Because she still has a place to eat from. She can eat Lechal Shukapaya. And therefore, it's not called Eden Nefesh, it's not called a nether of affliction because she has a place to eat from. She can eat from Lechal Shukapaya. So the Ran already asked the obvious question, well, how could it be worse than the Chemveni? Here you ask it from all Briyas and your husband. You can't have enough from anyone. So what's the Eitzah? Lechat Shechapeh. We had a Mishnah before that if you can't have enough from the Chemveni, it's called Eden Efesh. What do you mean? You definitely have Lechat Shechapeh there and you have your husband there also. So how could this be better than the case of Chemveni? It's a Pella. Enfet the Ram, Vishem the Ram Bar Shneir, that before we're talking about a case where is the Moisak Hashamim, it was in the rainy season, there was no Lechat Shechapeh around. Lechat Shechapeh is only in the summer when they're collecting, when they're cutting and collecting and harvesting. But this is Moisak Hashamim, there was nothing to eat. Nothing to eat. If you ask Hanah from the Chemveni, that's eating Nefesh. Because now, even the husband has nowhere to get food from, and that's a problem. Mashekin here, we're talking about a case where she had plenty of Lechat Shechapeh, and therefore, it's not called eating Nefesh. That's the way the Ran learns Rav's Teretz. We have right two truths, Ula's Teretz and Rav's Teretz. Rav Nachman is similar to Ula. Rav Nachman Amar, Loilam Baal Av B'chal B'riyos. Baal's not B'chal B'riyos, and that's why in Yachal Hafer. Why? Because not in Nefesh, because you can still be netted from the husband. So what do we want with Lechat Shechapeah? V'achik Ketani Nisgarsha. If she gets divorced, then you know what happens? Her husband now is B'chal HaBriyos. So now the Lach is, she only can be netted from Lechat Shechapeah. Nisgarsha Yechayla Honis Lechat Shechapeah. She could have Anah from Lechat Shechapeah. That means, therefore, because right now you can't be made for it, why? Because you could, Lechat Shechapeh wouldn't be enough. That's still called your nefesh. Right now you can't be made for it. The reason we're not calling your nefesh is because you can have enough from him. But if she's nisgarsha, so then we're saying halacha. That by the way, when she's nisgarsha, then this husband won't be b'chal b'riyos. And the only eitzah she will have is to be able to eat Lechat Shechapeh. That's the only eitzah she has because the husband now gets included into the b'riyos. So the Ran has now a long discussion. Why is the husband mechal b'riyos? The ma'aseh b'shas the neder, when she made the neder koinim shaninena l'briyos, she was married. Her husband was not mechal b'riyos. So what happens afterwards that now it's mechal b'riyos? So the Ran has a discussion. Maybe it's to tell him mechalek sirah kiva rabbi shmal. If you go by sir, the when you made the neder, when the neder is chal, and he comes out l'ma'aseh that it's telling lashem bnei adam, and he says that in Lashem Bnei Adam, it means anyone will be included in the Brias at any time, then the halach is, they will be part of the Neder. And he gives an example, the Gemara Bavasa says, someone is Muda Hanoh Ma'anche Ye'ir. He says, I'm not going to have enough in that city. And someone came to the city, as long as he's in the city 12 months, he's considered Anche Ye'ir. And it's Mashma, even if that person came after your Neder. Because I asked it, Anche Ye'ir. So as long as he comes included in the word Anche'ir, in the phrase Anche'ir, he's also. So here also, as long as the Baal now is included in Brios, he's not the husband anymore, If he's a husband, he's not b'chal b'riyos. But once he becomes not a husband, they get divorced, so he becomes b'chal b'riyos. If he becomes b'chal b'riyos, then he will be us. And she only will have the option of having anah from lechad shechapeya and nothing else. So that's what we're holding right now, where we have three truths in the Gemara. Had to learn our Mishnah, and two man yom hold that Baal's la b'chal b'riyos, Rava holds Baal is b'chal b'riyos. And the Shalom has had to learn, fi Rava, it's like a matam. And according to all the Mandiyama, different Pshatim had to learn. So let's see the Gemara says, Eisve Rav Rav Nachman. Rav has a Kasha Rav Nachman. Lachari Rav could have asked this Kasha on Ula also, but Rav Rav Nachman were talking to each other, they were the same Dar, so Eisve Rav Rav Nachman. Well, Baal La V'chal Briyasu? You tell me Baal is not V'chal Briyas? I'll bring you right now like that. But now I went to the Mishnah. Netula Anim Yehudim. If Isha says that I'm Netula Anim Yehudim, which Pashas means I'm answering Tashmish from all Yehudim. So Allah is, Yofa chalkoi, he could be made for his own chalik, v'teimah shemashtoi, and they can have tashmish, v'tehein and tulim yehudim. And the halacha is that if she gets divorced, she will be aser yehudim. Could that part of neder, you can't be made for? Why not? Because this is called dvarim shebeinoi lebeinoi, and that you only can make for the gabi yourself, not the gabi acherim, like we learned in the Gemara before. And the Gemara's kash like this. V'amrit la v'chav riyos, who, if Baal's not v'chav riyos, nidri inu nefesh hein, v'yofalo l'oilom, let it be a real hafara. And like the Ran explains, that if he was not v'chav Yehudim, so ha'karchach, netula anim Yehudim did not mean tashmish, because she's also b'tashmish on all people anyway right now. The only one she's mutter to is her husband. So if her husband not included in Yehudim, so then netula anim Yehudim, ha'karchach means ta'aser, something else. I asked her something else that I could have enough from Yehudim. Technically, usually I can have enough from Yehudim. What is that? That is having enough. So it means al karchach. Netula on Yehudim means not tashmish. It means because Yehudim doesn't need a husband. So obviously it means have paris and having enough from their food. So therefore it's a yir nefesh. It's a yir nefesh. And don't tell me, so the Ran of Avarans, that L'chayra, what would be it's sad, it's inu nefesh, it's still, it's a machlokes, according to Rabbi Yossi, it's not enough if you ask a peiros from the brios. So the Ran says that here, it has to be that, it has to be more than that, because it says in this, it says over here, yofer chalkoi, so it sounds like here we're talking about here that there's something that he's making more than just a iser hana from them. Even if the husband buys it from the Yehudim, still the halachas will be us. And therefore he can only make for his chelik as dvarim shebeinoy lebeino. That's what's mashma. But akaponim, they were saying like this, if Yehudim only mean the briyos and not the husband, so akarcha natulan Yehudim means peiros. If it means peiros, what would it mean yafe chalkai? It would mean that even though she asked peiros, the halacha is that it's you can be made for the your chalik, because you know that much you can be made for, because it's dvarim shebeinoy lebeino. And the kasha is, the chayra, you should be made for everything, because you asked hana. So it sounds like this brisa that Yehudim means includes the husband, and therefore it's going on tashmish. That's why yafe chalkai. So it's a raya, not like Rav Nachman's raya to Rava, that Baal is b'chal b'riyos. And for the Gemara, emalach shani hacha, demucha milsa da'al terik asur nafsha. The Ran answer is like this, that netula always means tashmish. So usually netula in the Yehuda would mean other people, not your husband. But since you said tashmish, it has to mean the husband. Since it has to mean the husband, then we say Yehudim includes the husband also, and that's pshat. It's only is on tashmish. Therefore, yafer chalkoi, because Allah is dvarim shevinoy leminoy only can make for your chelik, and she will be usher to the rest of the world. If she ever gets divorced, she'll be usher to the rest of the world for tashmish. But here, even though usually Baal is not b'chal Yehudim, here since he said tashmish, and the only one who could be negay is the husband, so al karkach Yehudim include the husband in this case. And that is the Ran who explains the fiyar girso what's pshat in the Gemara. The Ran has one more version of the Gemara, that the Gemara's kasha is much more simple. It says, Eisei Rav Nachman, says, Natulam Yehudim, Yaser Tashmish Oleha. So it says, so the Gemara's kasha is, if Baal Lavacha Briyosu, why does he need Afara? Why does he need Afara? Because he didn't never ask him. So why need Afara? And the Gemara, since you said, it's a Tashmish, and there's no one else that can mean besides for him, so you know it means him, that's why I need Afara. He doesn't have the whole girsa in the Gemara. It's much more simple girsa. The question basically is, what do you need afara? If not including the husband, why do you need afara? And the Gemara here, it must be, since it's saying, it's a tashish, it must mean the husband. And that's why Here, you do Yehudim will include the Baal as well. So, what the recap is like this. When you say Briyos, it's Machloikis, if it includes the Baal or not. When you say a Tula on Yehudim, there definitely includes the husband. Since the Tula means Tashvish, it has to mean the husband. I just want to point out one thing. They see from the Sugya, and it's really Mavuri like that a bunch of places, that Dvarim Shebeinoi Lebeino, you could be made for yourself and not for other people. So some say that even our Mishnah that says Koinim Shanina Lebriyos, Eni Yachal Hafer, that just means when I ask enough from other people, I can't be made for else in a nefesh. It's just going to be nefesh from the husband. It's not considered in a nefesh. But Als Beinoi Lebeinoi, you could be made for it. That means you could be made for it because now it makes for the husband, it's a harder job for the husband now because she cannot be nefesh in a Briyos. He has to do everything now. So therefore, it's hard for him. So you can be made for to clap at him, but not clap at her when she gets divorced. When she marries someone else, she'll still be also. But it could be made for al dvarim shebeinoi lebeinoi. All the mishnah means, but yachal hafer means because of inu nefesh.